Hello, this is Parhesia coming to you with an ATS member podcast. There's no planned topic for this podcast. I kind of just felt like making one. So after a while sitting and thinking, what can I make a podcast on? And going over several really good ideas, I decided to just press record and see what comes out of my mouth. Hopefully it'll be something interesting, and there's my kitty trying to get her voice in the podcast. Earlier tonight, I had come back, I forget what I was doing, but I got up to go into the kitchen, and normally when I get up, my cat, Luna, follows me wherever I go, and I kind of subconsciously noticed that, you know, she wasn't following me, but I went and I got a drink, and I came back and sat down, and maybe 10 minutes later, it kind of clicked. So I called Tutu, which is her nickname, and I said, come here, but she wouldn't come. So I got up, and I go over to the screen door, and I look, and it's open about 4 inches. So, well, she knows how to open the door, and I totally forgot that it was open. So I went out and walked around a bit, was calling her, and she came right away. I don't know how long she was out there, and I'm kind of worried because she's in heat right now. For anybody who doesn't know, I posted in my blog about it last month, but Tutu had, well, she was pregnant. She's a stray cat, and I got her in July, and when I got her, she was pregnant, and in late August, it kind of clicked, and I was like, because her nipples had gotten bigger and swollen and red, and her stomach had all of a sudden ballooned up. So I took her to the vet, and of course, they were a great help. They said, well, we can't tell you for sure, but it feels like there's kittens in there. I'm like, well, I could have told you that myself. So, it was only 4 days later after I took her to the vet. She gave birth. She had 2 kittens. One was stillborn. The other one lived only a week, which was really, really sad. But since then, her temperament has changed completely. She's a whole different cat. She's so friendly and loving now. When I go and have a bath, she'll follow me in the bathroom and sit on the edge of the tub watching. She likes to sleep with me. She's beside me pretty much wherever I go. Anyway, yes, I'm worried because she got out. I don't know how long she was gone. There's a tomcat who's always coming, and they kind of have a fight through the glass. Last week, she got the door open while he was there, and I grabbed her just in time, but she got swatted across the face by him, so she has a scratch on her nose. But now that she's in heat, I don't know. I hope she didn't find him and mate, because I really don't want her to be pregnant again. She's got an appointment to be spayed next week. I've been really successful at keeping her in and separated from the other cat. We've been doing really good, and I just really hope she's not pregnant. It would be okay. It's just that I'm still, like, I don't know why her kittens died, so I don't know if she was sick or whatever. And if she would have kittens again, I don't want the same thing to happen to them that happened to the other ones. Because when the other kittens died, she was really sad. She would walk around and meow and look for them and cry. And she was just really lonely and sad, you could tell. After a week or so, she completely changed, perked up again, and started playing, but, you know, she was really tense and aggressive and protective and independent when she was pregnant, and I like seeing her the way she is. She's really friendly now and loving, and I love having her around, but at first, when I saw that she was missing, I got really worried because if she went missing, my daughter would be so upset. So would I. I figured she would come back even if she didn't come when I was calling her. But, you know, we live in a big city. She could get hit by a car. She could get in a bad fight with another cat. She could get picked up by somebody else. There's plenty of things that could happen to her while she's out there. And, you know, I got really worried for a moment. But I'm just really, really glad that she came back when she did. And, wow, it's already been for almost 5 minutes, and here I am jabbering away about my kitten. I guess I'll end it there, and that was my Kitten Podcast for the time being. Bye.